My name is Emmanuel. I know I'm from Ghana, and I also have a lot of things to say. We realize that German and European Union says Ghana and Senegal are safe countries. That is why they are not giving people from Ghana and Senegal asylum here in Germany and most in the European countries. From my record, I realize that since 1993, this safe country came to existence. But now, situations are not the same in Ghana, situations are not the same in Senegal. As we speak now, Ghana's election that we had on 7 December 2020 is still in court. A lot of people have lost their lives during the election and during collection of results. More than 8 people are shot dead, and more people are still being tormented and being tortured. People are killing innocent people because of their political affiliation, because they don't belong to the ruling government. And this situation does not classify Ghana as a safe country. So, me, I am here because of politics, because I am a political activist. I speak for the opposition party, which I still stand on my grounds to speak for the opposition party. We are being tortured. We have to run away for our lives, because when they kill a person who does not belong to the government in power, the government and the police do not follow up to get justice for the people. So I have to run to save my life than to wait for me to be killed. I came here, I made my asylum case in Heidelberg. They told me I have to go and bring proof. How can I go to a country that I am being tortured, I'm running away from, to bring proof from there, to show the government that they want to kill me? So we are here today. And I came and met most of my colleagues from Ghana. Some have stayed in camp for more than 1 year, 6 months. Some have stayed in camp for 2 years, and they have not got transferred. We are being wasted. We are saying we are being wasted because when you look at me, I am young and energetic. I can work and pay taxes to the government, but I'm kept in a camp where I cannot work for so many years, and I have to depend on government for food and shelter. We are saying that the people in the camp, the government can give us a permit to work. And also, I realize that there are lots of people that the government sometimes deport. And when they go back to their country, they lost their jobs, they lost their livelihood, they lost all their shelter. And they have to go and start life afresh, of which some of them, they think it's not easy to start a new life. So people commit suicide after deportation. So we also realize that it would be good if the government will allow most of the immigrants to work and also to learn new jobs, so that when they go, they will not be stranded in the country. When even they are deported, they know they have a crafty work which they can start up their own life with, rather than keeping us in the camp. And at the end of the day, if you deport the person will go with nothing. And you have to go and start a new life. It's not easy. People commit suicide and people take their own life due to this kind of new life they have to start with nothing. So this is my word to the government, and I'm pleading with the good people of Freiburg to reconsider this decision and then help us to at least learn new skills from Germany, and also be engaged and work, and then be a productive. We can pay taxes to the government to also use to do developmental work instead of staying in the camp doing nothing. Thank you.